Middleburg is becoming known for more than just horses and the Salamander Resort. It's also home to the Middleburg Film Festival, which kicks off Thursday.
And joining us now to talk about the film festival, founder Sheila Johnson and the executive director, Susan Koch. Welcome, ladies. We appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We are so excited to talk about this because you've come back to us another year to give us a good look at what you have planned this year.
Absolutely.
You have some big names coming to town.
We really do. We have Lee Daniels coming in. We have Meg Ryan, who's going to be showing her world premiere of her film, Ithaca. We've got Tab Hunter coming in, Bo Derek, and Catherine Hardwicke.
And many other very accomplished filmmakers. This is really just the start. And so I think people will be really thrilled to see all the guests that we have.
What are some of the highlights from your perspective?
I'm going to be selfish and speak in my own right because as a musician, I love celebrating our composer, Carter Burwell. We are featuring the Loudoun Symphony this year, who's going to be playing selections from his most memorable scores. We'll be interviewed, and we also have Dante Spinotti. For the first time, we are celebrating their cinematographer, and these are the unsung heroes behind really shaping a film. They can make or break a film.
And these are two people who are at the top of their craft. Dante Spinotti, his films include L.A. Confidential and Heat, Last of the Mohicans. He's here this year with his new film, I Saw the Light, and it's the Hank Williams biopic, and I think people will enjoy that. And Carter Burwell, he's done all the Coen Brother films and many other films, and he's really one of the top film composers in the world. And he's bringing two films to the festival with him, Carol, directed by Todd Haynes, which is a leading Oscar contender, and Anomalisa, which is won the Venice Film Festival.
And your opening night is another heavy-hitting film that's going to get some Oscar buzz, Spotlight. Tell us
about
that.
Absolutely. We are very excited about it because it really, in a way, hits close to home because the Washington Post really were the leads and the writers of this story and the investigators.
So Marty Baron, who had been at the Globe, is now executive editor of the Washington Post, and he led the Spotlight investigation. And really, it's superbly crafted, it's fabulously acted, and it's an important story. And I think that it just, for us, it was the perfect way to kick off the festival with just one of the leading films from this year. And the fact that we are able to have Marty Baron from the Washington Post with us on Thursday opening night to talk about it.
So this is the third year of the festival.
Absolutely.
Is it becoming what you envisioned?
It is becoming more than what I envisioned. Mm-hmm. I think what's so special this year is we're really highlighting women. We have seven films that are directed by women, and you have to understand these are this really appalling statistics that only 4% of films directed by women in Hollywood make it to the big screen. And so we're honored to be able to really highlight at least 25% of our films there are being directed by women. The other thing, we got Suffragette, which we are really trying to push because I think it's an outstanding movie, and it's one movie that every woman should see and see how we're sitting on the shoulders of some major people that really changed history and made it better for women to really get out the vote.
There are a lot of logistics involved in putting on a film festival of this magnitude. You've had a couple of years to learn some lessons. What are some of the lessons?
Well, we do. And we take tips from our people who come, and, everybody has, suggestions, which we welcome. I think we're really just trying to build on what works and just streamline it, make it easier for people to get to the venues. So I think that there's nothing really new that we're doing. We're just trying to do it better.
So this has been transformative for you individually, for women filmmakers, and probably for Middleburg. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. It's really been fun to see how the community has just totally embraced the film festival. And even after it's over, they're like, we can't wait till next year. And as we get closer to the film festival, you can feel the buzz in the air. The retailers are on board. They put together goodie bags. They've got coupons that they've given out to everyone that's coming so they can get discounts in their stores, or they can grab a sandwich, or, taste the local wines at the wineries. We got a wonderful distillery in town, and people are stopping by there. They're also getting some free barbecue. It's such a festive occasion. And I have to say, the community loves it.
You know, the first year, I think that people, the first question we would be asked is, what are you going to show? This would be like a couple months out. And we'd say, well, we don't know yet. And that's a good thing because that means our films are very current. And those Oscar buzz films, you really wait to the down to the wire to get the films. But we noticed this year that our advance ticket sales were double what they were last year. And we take that as a sign of people have faith in us now. They know that our lineup is going to be strong, and we really appreciate that. And we do think this is the strongest lineup yet.
We asked you this last year, but we're going to ask it again. Do you envision yourself as a Sundance down the road?
We're a little itty-bitty Sundance. And we want to keep the intimacy of this film festival. Mm-hmm. You know, we may add another venue within the town. But I think the beauty of this film festival is that people can walk from film to film, except when we have the one at Buchanan Hall. And we do, for those that don't want to walk, we have an extraordinary transportation system that we have set up within the film festival. It's just going to be terrific. And people love that because they can go from the film, if they have a big break, they can then stop in a restaurant or go shopping. And that's the beauty of this film festival, and I want to keep it that way.
Any final thought you'd
like to answer your question also about Sundance, we hope that we have the caliber of a Sundance, but again, like Sheila said, that we have a different kind of charm, that we are intimate, and that people know that it's very highly curated, and they're going to see first-rate films. And our tagline is 4 days of fantastic films in a stunning setting. And I hope everyone who comes out to Middleburg this weekend will say, yes, that's right.